which will include trivia, Whoa Nelly, but more importantly, without further ado, since Jesse was very eager to play this, it's time now for this week's NFL Power Rankings.
Very exciting week of the Power Rankings, guys. Here's why. None of the teams in the top 10 are in the same position that they were ranked last week. Everyone has moved at least one spot up or down in the top 10 of ESPN's NFL Nation Power Rankings, the official Power Rankings of record of Wilde and Tausch.
You know what I didn't understand about Sunday? Why would the Eagles-Rams game not be like a big boy window?
Instead of Chiefs-Giants on Sunday Night Football?
Or any of it.
Or just in the afternoon.
Or the noon.
Make it like a 325.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
What are they doing?
It's a good question.
It's a good game.
It's a great question.
I would much rather watch that than Cowboys-Bears.
Like the Cowboys, I'm sorry. They're going to be completely irrelevant.
They are.
Like Mr. Irrelevant.
No,
so, Tausch. Would you like to guess the top 10, the top 5, however many you would like to guess this week for the
ESPN
Power
First off, I want
to
guess where Green Bay is at.
All right, go ahead.
So where was Green Bay last week?
Well, let me just pull the computer over here.
I think they were 3.
Last week,
let's hear about some dog food while
we're at it. Last week, the Green Bay Packers were number 3 in the power rankings.
Yes. I'm going to say they're at 6. I think they dropped 3 slots.
Mm.
Sound right?
Did Jason look at the answers already?
Oh, I don't know. I would doubt he's playing a game. He's not going to cheat.
Well, actually.
Philadelphia's one.
It's not
Buffalo's two. Yes or no?
All right. Philadelphia is number 1. That is correct. Buffalo is number 2.
Yeah.
That is correct. You're 2 for 2.
So 3, San Diego.
Well,
LA.
The Los Angeles Chargers are number 4.
Mm.
Number 4.
Tampa?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers are number 6.
Well, then Green Bay can't be 6.
That's correct, yeah.
Green Bay's 5, then.
That is correct. The Green Bay Packers in at number 5 in this week's
rankings.
So who's
rankings. 3? Who am I missing?
A big one. You were just talking about him.
I don't know. Who was I just talking about?
The Detroit Lions, after their Monday night win, are number 3.
I got a real hard time with that.
And why is
that? Why?
I got a hard time. Did y'all watch when Green Bay played Detroit? Anybody watch that?
I did. Yeah, we both did. We all did.
So,
we all watched.
What? Like, it's one thing if you want to say, well, Tampa played a softer schedule. I can understand, even though they're 3-0.
Sure.
Green Bay catawomped Detroit.
Catawomped.
Detroit had a great win last night, and their offense looks good. You know when their offense didn't look good?
When they played the Packers.
And I'm guessing it won't look quite as good against the old Brownies this weekend either. So, I get it, man, and I know you love this, Jesse. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, Detroit is, as I've said, even when Green Bay catawomped them, I said Detroit's going to be there.
What
Detroit,
is that word?
Detroit's a really good football team, and I think they are not going anywhere. They're going to be in the mix. I think they're going to end up finishing second. They'll end up with a 5 seed, and that's where I see this thing going.
Are you thinking of things that are cattywampus, and you're saying that they catawomp?
I think that's where he's going, maybe.
Let me ask you guys this. Instead of being critical, which I have no problem. You can be.
We're not being critical.
No.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Learn a new word.
No, you don't know what I mean when I say that the Lions got catawomped. What do you think that means? Use some context clues.
They were defeated in competition.
Yes, in a mauling way. It wasn't like some fluky, spooky, blah, blah, blah. They were catawomped or cattywampused or however you want to put it. Throttled, beaten into the dirt, dominated, crushed.
Okay, all right, okay. It's a phrase that I know exists.
They were Charlie checked down. You see any of what we saw last night? They didn't do any of that against the G&G.
Dinky, dunky, dunkarooski.
Three straight games.
Scooby-Doo.
Three straight games, you know what every team has went to against the G&G.
Dinky Dunky Dunkarooski.
Yeah. That is what teams. You know, Bill Walsh's offense. All these great offenses. You know what? Jeff Hafley's defense turns you into Dinky Dunky Dunkarooski. Who's the running back for the Cowboys this week? Javonte
Williams, yeah.
I'm going to go more. I'm not even going to look what the Prize Picks projections. CD's out. Their running back's going to have 6 catches. It's Dinky Dunky Dunky. Like, it's just what this does.
Williams has 43 carries for 227 yards. That's a 5.3 yard average.
How many catches?
And 3 touchdowns.
Their left guard's out.
He has 13 receptions.
He might have 13 in this game. He might break old boy's record from the first week. 13 catches for less than the yardage that Gibbs got.
By the way, the Dallas Cowboys passings or receiving statistics, Jake Ferguson, who I don't know if he came up last night during the Barry Alvarez show. I don't know if you know this, but he's Barry Alvarez's grandson. Leads them with 27 receptions.
Yeah, he's fantasy tight end 1.
C.D. Lamb, he can't be fantasy tight end 1. He doesn't have any touchdowns. C.D. Lamb.
Don't take my word for it. I'm fine with that. I don't know. 27 catches, a lot of catches in 3 games now.
C.D. Lamb, yeah, I agree with that. Yes,
Barry did go down to Soldier Field to watch him this weekend, by the way, as probably was expected, but they had a fun time in Chicago. Thought I'd share.
Glad to hear that. CeeDee Lamb, 16. George Pickens and Javonte Williams with 13 apiece. So they already have their running back pretty well involved, to Tausch's point, in the passing game. I think he's right. He'll get more. And then Turpin has 8 catches.
Turpin's
so
a player. He's showing up a little bit.
He's going to get some passes.
No, it's going to be Dinky Dunky. Dak, Dinky, Dunky, Dookie, whatever you want to call it.
Dookie?
It's going to be a Dookie day for Dallas. I'm already. I know Matty Hayes is going to put out that. Give us the scores. I'm thinking about throwing, and this might be. Can I prelude this?
Sure.
I'm thinking between a 50 and a 60 burger.
What?
That's what I'm thinking right now, yeah.
You're predicting a 60
No, I don't know. If, I don't know if I'll go that crazy. I think LaFleur will call off the dogs, but. Yeah, I think we're going to see a 50 burger.
Cattywampus.
That team is bad. That defense is bad.
They're not very good.
They need Micah back. That's what they need. Jerry Jones, how about that? What are you going to do with those Packer picks? Well, we're going to try to get an impact player. Genius.
Should trade for Micah Parsons. All right, so, Jesse, usually there is a attached topic to the power rankings.
There is one this week.
What did Rob Domofsky write about?
What is the Packers' biggest issue on defense?
No turnovers or limited amount of turnovers.
Oh, you're good.
Is that what it is?
You and Bold Bob, yeah. 2 peas in a pod. Yep. No.
Well, for as great as they're playing, yeah, there has not been enough.
What, one takeaway?
2. McKinney had an interception, which was essentially a punt at the end of the first half.
They actually shouldn't have caught it.
Shouldn't have caught it, right? Yeah. Padding the stats.
So that and the Evan Williams pick are the two turnovers.
Evan Williams is a great pick now.
This year. Yeah.
Influenced by Micah Parsons, who the Dallas Cowboys felt it was a smart move to trade. All right, we need to get to trivia. Jesse, what is today's category? Because it's Tuesday, but we didn't play yet.
I think it's
yesterday.
Jesse's viral moments.
That would be good. Maybe we'll do that later this week. I'll get a couple more.
Like when he gets sick because he stayed out too late drinking Coors Lights with the crew?
Games, wasn't quite as viral as yesterday, but I have a pretty good couple of days in a row here. Since we didn't play trivia yesterday, we were busy taking calls and reacting
to the
Packers.
You're just going
to
recycle
what
you're
doing a weekend recap on Tuesday.
Sure are. The sports weekend recap on a Tuesday. Recycled from, I don't think I even updated. Oh, I did update one of the questions.
Well done.
Yep.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Thank you. What color would you like?
I was too busy watching my tweet views go up and up and up. didn't have time to update these. Caller 5. Packers are number 5 in the power rankings this week. Caller 5.
Caller 5 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 5 right now plays trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
That we can bring some happiness into this guy's life, because the football team that he cheers for is the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins aren't very good. Hopefully, trivia goes well for him. Presented by Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Let's welcome him in. He is Jesse's lunch date, like Kenny Banya getting soup with Seinfeld. It is Mike the Wedding DJ. Mike, good morning. How are you?
You think Packer fans are upset at what Love did on Sunday? Dolphin fans see Tua do that 2 out of every 3 games. He did that against Buffalo to cost them a chance last Thursday night to throw a massive upset. He did it against New England to cost them the victory in that game. He does it all the time. Both guys are making the same amount of money, and they're both grossly overpaid. But at least Love doesn't do it very often. Thank God for Packer fans. But Tua sucks.
And so does Ed Helms.
All right, let's give him 3 entries and move it along.
Tua sucks.
That's kind of where Mike's at.
Mike, the sports weekend recap on a Tuesday, because Jesse was too lazy to do fresh trivia.
True or false, the Dolphins suck. True, he gave him an entry.
True.
There you go.
Ding, ding.
Fire Mike
Tua's
McDaniel.
Overpaid.
Fire Mike
true or false? True.
True.
Oh,
true.
Got it.
True, false, or I don't know. Question number 1 is this. Pat McAfee ended ESPN's College Game Day on Saturday morning by jumping off the highest level diving board into a pool on the campus of which school?
Was Miami it? Of Florida.
Ooh,
Miami
ooh.
Of Florida.
There you go.
Was it Miami, USC, or UW Whitewater?
Yeah.
Jesse.
That Miami team is actually good.
Yeah, the Canes are rolling.
They're
down
good.
There. All right, Mike, which NFL team scored the fewest points in Week 3? Was it the Dolphins?
The Falcons got shut out by the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
You know, I was kind of torn about that question, because technically, if you're asking who scored the fewest points, Atlanta
didn't actually
score. They didn't score any.
Yeah.
It would have been tricky.
No, that's not how that works, and you know.
Well, you can't score 0. Like, you just have 0.
They just did score 0.
They tried to score, and they failed, so they didn't score any. Question 3, Mike, given the role you're on, do you even want the question?
Fire Fickle. Oh, that's not the question. Okay.
Oh, Nelly! You're spoiled rotten.
He is on it today, huh?
Entering the final week of the Major League Baseball season, which of these teams would be in the 2025 MLB postseason if the season ended right now at this very second? So 2 of these 3 teams would not be in the postseason. Is that correct, Jesse?
That's correct. We're looking for
one of
them
who would be if the season ended right this very second. is the team that would be in the playoffs, the Houston Astros, the New York Mets, or the Cleveland Guardians?
Wow. Boy, that's a great question. Jesus. The Astros and Guardians are both in the playoffs as of right now. It's not the Mets. I know the Mets is not the answer. They're not in.
Good deductive reasoning so far.
But the Guardians and Astros have the same record.
Who's got the tiebreaker?
Oh, wait a minute. Are you kidding me?
Kind of a cattywampus situation.
Tough. Wait a minute. Is Jesse pulling a tiebreaker?
It seems like he might be.
Okay, well, I'm just going to have to guess that the Astros beat the Guardians more than they have won the season series because the Guardians stunk until the last 5 weeks of the season. So I'm going to say the Astros are
hunch,
in.
I got a hunch somebody's going to be angry here.
The Boone Bar.
What?
I don't think Mike's going to be too happy about
the Boone Bar.
The correct answer is indeed the Cleveland Guardians, who've won, like, do they have a George Webb location there? They've won a ton of games, right?
They've gotten real hot down the stretch, yes. So they are just barely behind the Tigers for the division lead. And they have officially, with the tiebreaker, bounced the Houston Astros as of this morning.
That's despicable, as Barry Perez would say.
That is despicable.
Dirty pool, Jesse. Dirty pool.
Go pull in a bar. Go pull in a bar.
All right, so the bad news is you got the third one wrong. The good news is you got the first two right. So, Mike, you've won more than the Dolphins have. You have three of the possible four entries into Friday's drawing. Keep an eye on the Guardians, see how their playoff push continues. Thanks for the call. Thanks for playing. We appreciate you.
Love you guys.
Bye. Love you guys.
Mike.
The Boone Bar.
Classic Mike.
That was a despicable question, though.
That was tough. You're going to tiebreakers now.
He's a tiebreaker.
Hey, as Brewers fans, we got to know who's in the playoffs. So we got to watch this push this week.
In the AL?
Absolutely we do, Jason.
Hey, worry about the game that's in front of you, Cheeto Nelson.
I'm not saying worry about who's in the American League
playoffs. You just literally said we got to worry about who's in the playoffs.
Literally just said that.
All right, so let me rephrase then. As Brewers fans, it's good to be knowledgeable about the teams who are in the playoff picture. I'm not saying we need to start thinking about having any conversations about who we want to face out of the American League.
But I really would like if we'd stop saying, I'm not saying, and we need to have a conversation about. Like, it is such a hedge.
It is.
Do you understand I'm doing it because that's been the theme of our Brewers season?
I don't know if that's what you're doing. But
well, I'll say this. Brian Daboll is not hedging. Close personal friend of Mark Tauscher. They've shared the red carpet at celebrity events.
We have.
They've ridden together in a limousine. Or maybe that, not
no,
that.
No.
Russell Wilson. Wilson! Is being replaced by number two overall pick. Or no, maybe he wasn't picked that high. He's just the number two quarterback. I checked that. Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart is your new starting quarterback for the New York Jets. Tausch, your thoughts on your close personal friend, Russell Wilson?
Wilson's had a really nice career, but I think Daboll's trying to save his job, and this is the way to do it. So we'll see how it goes.
It is time for Jackson Dart. It is also time for Whoa Nelly, which we'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I hope someday we'll sit down together.
Clock management here. Great opportunity for an extended cut
of Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
So, Beck and I are going on a little mini vacation this weekend, and it might be a scam.
A scamcation?
Mm-hmm. A couple of months ago, she saw a deal online.
Oh, boy.
That you pay for a U.S. mystery vacation. Everyone pays the same amount, $150 a person. That covers airfare to and from plus 2-night hotel. Pretty good deal. You pick the dates, you pick the city you're going to fly out of, and they give you a number of hub cities.
Oh, you pick the city you fly out of. And then, you have no idea what city you're flying to.
And then they call you the next day and they say, "Congratulations, you're going to blank." And then they say, about a few weeks before your trip, we'll give you the hotel and flight details and make sure you're there at the right times. And congratulations, you're going on a vacation.
Wait, so are you telling me that right now at this moment you don't know what city you're going to?
We do. So we booked this. It was maybe August, maybe... At the earliest, it was late July. I think it was closer to like late August we booked it. And within 2 days, I think they called and said, "You're going to our destination."
You think everybody that signs up gets in?
Yes.
These are all the questions that I've answered from my parents and from Becca's parents and people in our office.
So worst case scenario, you're out $300.
And murder.
Yeah, worst case.
Well, yeah,
well I mean, that might be worst, yeah.
Okay.
No, we have everything looks like it's all set to go.
Sure.
Copacetic.
So,
cattywampus.
If you were going on a mystery vacation to somewhere in the United States flying out of Chicago, where would you hope that you would draw?
So wait, you picked Chicago as your flyout?
Because Milwaukee wasn't an option, or Madison. So Chicago is the closest hub city to fly out of.
That opens up more possibilities.
And it's continental U.S. I'm sure they're not flying you to Hawaii for $150.
Correct, yeah. Alaska, okay. Hawaii, not part of it, yeah.
Charleston, South Carolina.
That is where I wanted to go.
Okay, that's great city.
South Carolina,
of all the cities in the United States... You were hoping that the mystery city was Charleston?
For this time of year.
For 2 days, yeah.
For 2 days.
Yeah, it could be great.
Somewhere you've never been.
You don't want to fly all the way to California. You're going to be in the plane for half the time. Yeah, you want to keep it tight.
And
plus, you could maybe even get an SEC game. It's Columbia.
Coastal Carolina, you could go see. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The
Chanticleers, yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
For me, I would probably pick, I have not spent a ton of time. I would pick Austin, Texas to go to. Like if I was doing this, which I don't think I would, but if I did, Austin, Texas would be where it would be.
Well, you do understand you don't pick the destination.
Well,
they pick for you. Okay.
But you just asked us to pick.
Yes. Austin was on the
board. Is there a thing that they could at least say, these are the cities I don't want to go to?
No, but they do rule out, like, we weren't going to go to Chicago to fly to Minneapolis. There's a certain, like, distance that they won't send you to from the hub city.
What airline is this?
I don't know. I forgot what we're flying on. I mean, I could look it up if you want me to, but.
No. All right. So I would like to answer with Savannah, Georgia. Would be my answer.
Like that's the big difference. That you're like ripping him about Charleston.
Well, no,
I literally the same city.
Basically,
no. I was going to say San Diego, but Tausch made a great point about how long the flight would be. So then I had to change my answer. I would also like to retract my criticism of
the criticism
Charleston, South Carolina.
Don't see that a lot in today's day and age.
Because you are right. I thought this was a no-brainer, San Diego. That was going to be my answer, and you convinced me otherwise.
Okay.
And Paula and the girls went to Savannah, Georgia, and Tybee Island, and Jekyll Island, and they loved it. so I changed my answer. But I wanted to say San Diego, because that's where everyone should go on vacation. It's 75 degrees and sunny every day there. But you convinced me. Too much of a flight for a short vacation, which will have Jesse missing more days of work. So my only question before you reveal where you're going is, do they give you a list of like 50 possibilities?
Yes.
Or is it you have zero idea? So, you could be going to Cleveland for all you know.
Yes. In the fine print, Cleveland was not one of the options. I think Detroit was, though.
You love Detroit.
I do. That's fantastic. But they wouldn't send us there from Chicago. Yes, so they do provide, I think it's 40 major U.S. cities in the continental United States.
Is Milwaukee one of them?
No.
Okay.
A lot of the usual spots that you would expect. So, I mean, Seattle, Boston, as far as like further north, New York City.
I think I'm going to Boston.
Portland was in the mix.
Okay.
But then you get the, you know, Phoenix, Austin, Houston, Dallas, you know, all the usual spots you would expect.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to be none of those, or he went to set it.
Correct. I was just thinking the same thing.
I think he's going to Fort Myers.
He's going to Atlanta.
Did Becca want to go?
Great question.
And you know, who thought of this? Is this Becca's idea?
Oh,
she
saw it online and thought it would be a great idea and basically signed us up for it. I said,
it does seem fun.
I think it is. I actually, the more I'm hearing this, it is unique.
If it goes well, I would consider doing this a lot.
There's no way this is
going
to go
well.
You're not going to have a hotel. I'm fairly certain you're going to have a one-way flight.
In a conference room.
And you're going to end up having to pay $700 to fly back one way. Like, this is, you know, maybe this will be the one time in life that you don't get what you pay for. Maybe this will be the one thing. You're getting a great trip for 2 days, airfare and hotel
for $150.
You can't get a hotel for $150 now. So kudos to you guys.
Great deal, right?
Where are we going?
So think about it. The reason this deal exists is because there are pockets on the schedule where cities that attract whatever different people have extra hotel rooms available.
You're going to Vegas.
Not Vegas. I would have loved to go to Vegas. It's not Vegas. That was one of the options.
So, I'm fascinated by this now. Mm-hmm. Now I'm all in on this. So, because I'm trying to figure out where
LA?
They make money on this.
Not
I'm
LA.
Very intrigued. Salt Lake City.
Not Salt Lake City. Was an option.
Denver.
Not Denver.
Okay.
Okay.
This is like, why don't you just tell me?
What is a popular vacation destination?
Orlando.
Yep.
So you guys going to do Disney?
We are going to go to Epcot on Sunday, and we're going to do the around the world deal.
I assume that's not included.
No, that's a bonus. We're going to pay for that, which is pretty much as much as the entire trip costs.
I was gonna say, that's going to eat up.
No, that'll be more than what the entire trip.
We're gonna go to Epcot. We're gonna do the around the world thing on Sunday, and then go find a spot to watch Packers Cowboys at night somewhere in Orlando.
Oh, they got
and
fireworks.
Then you fly
you
back
fireworks
Monday
at night.
Well, I don't know if we're going to do the whole Disney park experience. Like, we're going to go Epcot. I don't know if we're going to do the rest of them.
I think Epcot's the one that fires the fireworks.
They are. They got the thing that goes out in the moat or the boat, whatever that is.
Well, then I guess we're going to do more digging into
I'm
this
sure
tonight.
They got
this is
places
fun. When you initially said this, it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So
I think I think you're going to have some stuff come up that you are not going to be happy about, though.
Fair. What? So were you pleased when you learned your destination?
No, I was not. We just flew to Orlando when we went on our cruise last January. So, like, of all the places that we were like, let's go on a mystery vacation and go experience something new, and it's literally the last place we flew to. So not particularly thrilled with the destination.
Direct flight, though.
Direct flight from Chicago. It'll be nice weather. Our flight is early Saturday, and then we fly out a little bit later on Monday. So you get you basically get 2/3 of a day Saturday, Monday, and then obviously the full day Sunday.
I'm assuming you're going to definitely take off Monday.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah.
I will be up in Florida Monday. I might be off Tuesday too, I think. I forgot if I submitted that one or not, so yeah, I'm going to go check the tape.
I think it's fun. I love it. I think it's great.
And hopefully we, you know, have a hotel room and our luggage arrives and we don't get scammed out of $150 a piece.
Let me tell you something right now. For 2 days, don't check a bag. Go get two big backpacks and live your life. Don't check a bag. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Because that's also going to increase the cost, right? You're going to have to pay for the check
probably
bag.
Probably $300 mm-hmm. a bag. That's mm-hmm. how they get you.
Yeah.
This was really fun. This
Lord
a really fun
knows
topic.
What airline this is. No, this is fun. I think this is... Had we not had... I don't know if I'd do this, but it's a fun idea. At this point in my life, I want to go where I want to go. But
yeah. Right. But that was like
kudos to you guys. I love it.
We had talked about if we wanted to do a little like weekend trip somewhere, and we couldn't decide. San Antonio is somewhere I've wanted to go that I haven't been. Charleston,
Riverwalk.
Or you know South Carolina in general. Mm-hmm. Becca's been there a lot. I have never been there, so I would like that.
Yep.
You know some of the other major cities that we haven't been to together.
New Orleans would be good. We spent a good time down in New Orleans. Yeah.
So this is what we drew, and you know it's not exactly what we anticipated, but I think we're gonna have fun. So that's that.
All right.
Great story, Jesse.
Fun little concept.
That was. I cannot wait for Wednesday when you finally are back on the show.
I don't know if the. If you're getting a ticket for $150
and the hotel, and what kind of hotel is it?
There might be 72 connections, and he might end up. Lord knows where he's going to. But you know, for that, Lord knows what's going to happen here.
I don't know if the hotel chain sells ice cream, but they're open on Thanksgiving and Christmas and 4th of July and Memorial Day.
Like, aren't most hotels open?
Yeah.
You guys are not following and playing game here.
What is it?
What do all those days have in common?
Oh, they're holidays.
Yes. Oh. There you go. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for playing.
Oh, you get free breakfast.
You guys gotta try to keep up around here.
The delivery not great there. Did you have anything else other than your travel plans?
I mean,
plans
yeah, we
got
like Nick Bosa's out for the year. The 49ers keep winning, but they keep losing players. The Ravens are 1-2, and they blow fourth quarter leads like nobody's business. What do you want to talk
about?
I'll
bet you right now that the Ravens go further than the Niners this year.
Hmm.
Well, it's not some hot take. So anybody that knows ball is going to say that.
I would tend to agree, but nevertheless, they are 1-2, and I think they have another tough one. Don't they have the Chiefs this week now?
Yeah, they'll beat the Chiefs. Chiefs aren't very good.
Okay. That has been Whoa, Nelly. We eagerly await Jesse's safe return from Orlando. The hotel part is what...
Dale
no,
and
the
West
hotel's going to be fine.
Dale in West Bend, Texas. Enjoy your real estate seminar.
Oh, do you have to do one of those?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
What's in it for this company that's sending you there for $300?
Yeah, I think this is... Where's the profit?
My understanding is it's a deal with the hotels where, okay, a pocket of the schedule, like Orlando. Families are going to go there.
Stop talking about pocket schedules. Like Johnny Tourism over here. Oh, you know there's a pocket here. Okay. What the hell are you talking about?
Take Chicago as an example. People may come to Chicago in the summer to go, you know, to Lollapalooza and Cubs games and things like that. In the winter, when it's worse weather, there may not be that many people who go. So with the extra hotel rooms that are left, they give it to this, you know, company, then sells the cheap,
sure,
you know, trip. So
Jesse
that,
Expedia over here.
Yeah, all so right. that, like, they'd rather make...
Jesse Expedia.
They'd rather make a little bit of a profit than no profit at all with the extra rooms that would go unused.
Sure.
So that's what...
Hey, man, kudos to y'all. Have fun.
Safe travels, and we look forward
to
your...
Gotta hunt you're going to be in Chicago for 5 days, is what I think is going to happen here. So hopefully you get some good popcorn and you
all middle
go
seats.
Check out a Cubs game. And they'll be in the wild card. So, yeah, who knows?
All right, that is Whoa, Nelly. We will wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I said the Joker is-
from the world of sports, which we're not always part of on this program. One, Oklahoma State has fired Mike Gundy. Yeah. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yeah, he is.
You don't follow college football as closely.
The Boone Bar.
He's had a rough.
There were probably a lot of people booing at Oklahoma State, but he is out. And then, and I thought this was interesting. Zach Gelb tweeted this. Russell Wilson forcing himself out of Seattle was the worst thing he ever did. His career has been shot ever since, completely washed at this point. Was a slam dunk Hall of Famer in Seattle, but the last 4 years have been ugly. Will he still get the call one day? Interesting conversation. It's a really interesting conversation for the last minute or so of our show, because I wouldn't want to spend much more time on him. But Denver, Pittsburgh, and now the Giants, after three games, have replaced him.
Yeah, he ended up probably putting 140 or 150 million bucks in his pocket for those 4 or 5 years. And he thought he wanted to get a new deal. Seattle didn't want to do it. Seattle made a great trade, got a bunch of picks.
It's like John Schneider was right.
And Russell Wilson, I think, will be a borderline Hall of Famer. I think eventually he'll get in. But, yeah, the last 4 or 5 years have not been good for Russ. And that's ball. That happens. You know, it's you getting old stinks in the NFL. And I think he got old and he – it just it hasn't clicked for him since he left Seattle.
Well, we will see what Jackson Dart does for the Giants, but we don't really care about the Giants. We do care about the Packers. Tomorrow we will talk to Matt LaFleur. We will – well, I won't because he'll be talking during the show. But we'll talk to Jordan Love.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I saw something about him on my timeline, too, while I was reading through during the break. He's playing really well.
Is he?
I don't know. They threw a big touchdown pass to win their second game.
Five
right?
turnovers and something else, and they barely beat the – who'd they beat?
Patriots. Same record as the Packers.
I'll take Green Bay. It's going to be a fun game.
You know who we get to talk to tomorrow?
Brian Bulaga.
Brian Bulaga is correct. Mike Greenberg.
What?
Is that right? Greeny in the house.
Greeny's going to be stopping by. Okay. 10:30 tomorrow, yeah.
Wait a minute. What happened to Homer?
He got bumped.
Homer got bumped, and we were unable to reschedule this week. So Homer has a bye.
Okay, sorry, Steve.
I tried.
Life comes at you fast.
Tried to flex the schedule a little bit. Nope. It was very narrow window for Homer this
week. I never did get that audio. Hopefully we get that audio tomorrow because it covers.
Jason McCourty.
We will have
Devin
it tomorrow.
McCourty. Was it Devin or Jason?
McCourty.
It was so good.
Whoever it was, we didn't get him. We didn't get either one. We'll try tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.